a very loud thank you. Because what are we that you are mindful of us? Why do we deserve your love? Why do we deserve your favor, your mercy? Why do we deserve your protection and your guidance and your counsel and your comfort? Why do we deserve all these wonderful things if not that you are God? And you have decided to choose us as your children. Today, we are giving you back all the praise because of your faithfulness for 8 years. Daddy will say, be exalted in the name of Jesus. Lord, we want to share together from you. Lord, I pray that every heart here will receive this word and be blessed in the name of Jesus. We remove every distraction and we pray that after this session, every life will be transformed, every life will be touched, hearts will be healed, yokes will be broken, bodies will be taken away, ignorance will be dealt with, and the wisdom of God will be released. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. So before you sit, can you hold one hand, someone's hand, and say, congratulations. I thank God for your life. Oh, you are not saying it with the kind of enthusiasm I'm waiting, I'm looking for. Look for somebody and say, congratulations! I really, really thank God for your life. Let's have our seat in God's presence. Glory be to God. Amen. So God gave us this topic and we'll be looking at it from last week. And I promised that I was going to share. We have dealt with it from a book before, and when God gave us the topic, it was impressing in my heart so that we understand the things that we went through for the couple of years that has given us the results that we now experience. So he said the topic that he gave us and we'll be sharing since on Wednesday is good success. And you know, I found out in my own story, I do a lot of things, then I come across a book and I find out that exactly what I'm doing is captured in the thoughts of another great man. And I'm always wondering, why is it always like that? But I bless God that we are not running in isolation. We have fathers that have done these things and achieved greatness through it. So that's why we are sharing. And I was praying during the course of this week and I was in a place of meditation. And I asked God a question. After the anniversary, what next? We already know that the topic for the year is greater glory. He said, okay, after this time out, what next? And he gave us the proof of Proverbs, the book of Proverbs. And I think I shared it on Wednesday. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 18. Proverbs chapter 16, the gift of a man will do what? Will make room for him. I will still talk more about it later. If you are that person, shout the loudest, hallelujah. All right, so on Wednesday, we started with the topic, the good success, and we read from the book of Joshua chapter 1, Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. Let me just run down very quickly. Sorry, Joshua chapter 1 from verse 6 to 8. Let's see there. Joshua chapter 1 from verse 6 to 8. Okay. Joshua chapter 1 from verse 6 to 8. All right, it's up. Thank you very much, guys. So you get prepared also. Proverbs chapter 10 verse 22. Proverbs chapter 10 verse 22. All right. Be strong and of a good courage, for unto these people shall thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto thy fathers to give them. Now take notes of be strong and be courageous. Let's go ahead. Verse 7 says, only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. Now, In the verse 6, he said, be stronger, be courageous. In verse 7, I'm just picking some pointers there. He said something in verse 7. Thank you very much. He said, whithersoever thou goest. So it means that there is ability inside of you, that you, the grace upon your life is what produces result, not the land where you dwell. The grace upon your life is what produces result, not the land that you dwell. Either the land is blessed or not, but because you are courageous and you are strong and you have meditated on the word of God and you are standing steadfast in it, there is prosperity for you. When you get to a desolate land, but because you are standing in the word of God, that word has capacity to what? To produce results for you anywhere. Look at somebody, say hello. Anywhere you find yourself, there is grace upon your life to produce results. So tell somebody you are not barren. Oh, somebody is not hearing me this morning. Are we still here? Let's go to verse 8. This book of what? Of the law shall not depart out of where? Thy mouth. So hear me now. Hear me. Verse Proverbs chapter. Don't change this one. I just want to quote. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 16 said that the gift of a man will do what? Will make room for him. So the Bible is now telling us in this one. It said that the book of the law shall not depart. So the best way to actually discover what God has called you to what? To do is to go back into the book. So the Bible is the owner's manual. Hello, is somebody hearing me? The Bible is what? The owner's manual. The story of your life has been written already. Is somebody still with me?
Yes, sir.
Oh, you're sleeping. Are we still together now? So when you go back to the Bible, right, what do you do there? You see yourself there. When you discover what God has created you for, now this is what happens. He said, thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do. So the essence of meditation is that you internalize that reality, then the ability to do now comes. The reason why we are finding it difficult to do what God has sent us to do is because we have not meditated enough. The thing that you meditate upon becomes your reality. Whatever you are now is a function of what you are meditating on. Hello, is somebody with me now? Are we together? Tell somebody, whatever you are now is what you have been meditating upon. So you should not be a surprise to yourself. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Your life should not surprise you. You see, that's why sometimes I wonder when people cry, why is my life like this? Why? Hello? Why is my life like this? So I ask a question. Who is supposed to have answer to that question now? Because I know by the scriptures, the Bible says that my thoughts towards you are good and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. And the Bible said also in the book of Genesis that everything that God has created is what? Is good. Hello, is somebody hearing me at all? So if everything that God has created is good, it means that normally by default you are good. So what is now wrong with you? This is what is wrong. You have not meditated on the word of God. So the result that you are getting is a function of you not meditating. Because meditation is what builds you to become exactly what God has created you for. All right, let's go. All right, the book of the thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do. So because the more you meditate, the more you become. The more you look, the more you become. You are only going to resemble what you are looking at. And this is where Jacob was able to get the secret to beat the intelligence of Laban. Because you understand what I'm saying? I don't want to be going through that, but that's not my message. But this is the reality. So as long as they are looking, they begin. I was sharing with somebody yesterday and I said this. In the book of Hebrews chapter 1 verse 3, now this is not my message, but just follow me. In the book of Hebrews chapter 1 verse 3, the Bible says that Jesus is the express image of what? Of God. Is somebody still in church? So as long as God is looking at Jesus, Jesus remains like God, right? And the Bible says that in a glass, we behold him. Oh, somebody is not here. Are you here now? So the more we behold him, the more we become. So as long as Jesus is looking at what? At God, and we are looking at Jesus, what do we become? Is somebody hearing me now? You see why you cannot be meditating and fail? Because Jesus is always meditating on God. You, who are you meditating upon? Bobrisky. Even Bobrisky now had to claim in the air that I'm a man. Okay. Because they were looking on. Which cell do we put you now? Okay, let's see. You get that one later. Let's go ahead. He said that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein, for then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good sons. The people that you are calling mentors, you are going to start seeing them for one after the other. Watch it. You are just don't worry. Those people that you are following on social media, you will start seeing them. I'm not against them, but let me tell you, we are in this era. You know, I've learned some things that because we are online now. I wish we can be editing what we are seeing. Let's leave it. All right. That thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have what? Good success. So it means that there are bad successes and there are good successes. So you are the one that will determine the kind of success that you want. So look at your neighbor. Say, neighbor, where are you now? Tell your neighbor, can I describe your success? Or can you describe your success? I can tell you the kind of success that you have by what you are meditating on. The Bible says that by their fruit you what? You know them. So is it? You cannot be meditating on the word and produce failure. It's not possible. That means God is a failure. And God is never a failure. He has never failed in anything. Do you know that even the plan of creation that looks as if it was a failure when Adam fell was actually a strategy? Is somebody with me now? Because Jesus needed to come. So something must go wrong for Jesus. He wanted a legal reason. Hello? For the Son of Man, that is Jesus Christ, to come in the flesh. So he was looking for a point because the devil was already casted, all right? Already on the earth. So it's okay now. How can I send a representative that will now prove to these people, are we together now, that I truly love them? Because the devil is already on the earth. He was already telling people that God does not love them. God has deserted them. So okay, who can I send? So he said, let me send Jesus. But what is the legal right for Jesus to come? What do we need to do now? So okay, you need to now eat of the forbidden fruit, right? Then you will fail. I will send you out of it's a plan. It was a plan, rather. Eating the fruit was a plan so that it will give God a legal right to release Jesus on earth. Are we still together now? That is the general plan. They don't think that God too, it was a mistake. No. Tell your neighbor it's a plan. That is why he said all things work together. For good. To them that what? Love God. And what? So even when that thing seems as if it's an error, God will still use it for his own glory. Is somebody hearing me now? Yes, sir. Are we in church at all?
Yes, sir.
Prove to me that we are in church.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Let's go ahead. So then let me go. Let me use the remaining couple of minutes to teach. So on Wednesday, we spoke about three things, which are the pillars of success. So we spoke about devotion. Are you writing? The first one, devotion. The second one, we spoke. Oh, the people in church on Wednesday, you tell me. After devotion, what's the next one? You are in church on Wednesday. Let's hear. Devotion is the first one, yes. Second one is what? Okay. You are in church on Wednesday. That means we don't write in this church. Devotion, after devotion is the next one. Some people are looking at their book. Difference. I said devotion. Did I say devotion? What did I now say? Oh, sorry. I don't know. All right, you are one now. All right, so let's look at it, right? Let's look at it. Wow, okay. So we did not finish it. Hey God, where do we now start from like this? Wow, I thought I exhausted it. All right, so let's go now. Let's run. So we spoke about the benefits of what? The benefits of what? Of walking in divine purpose. We spoke about, what's the first one? Divine backing. The second one is what? Divine direction, right? So we now move from there. We now move. Then the next thing we are supposed to be talking about is this. And please get it right. So when you find divine purpose, because we're able to explain what good success was, right? Yeah. So we found out that purpose is key. The description of true success is accomplished stewardship. Now I'm talking about good success now, so you can write. The description of true success is accomplished stewardship, both towards God and what? Men, serving God's purpose and promoting mankind's what? Welfare. So it means that, did you get it? Should I say it again? Just tell me. I'm your servant. Just whatever you tell me, I will do. All right. Let's go over again. Good success or true success is accomplished stewardship. Is that taken? Both towards God and men. Now it's a good place to write. Serving God's purpose, is that taken? And promoting mankind's welfare. So when we are talking about good success, we are talking about this. That you are a steward, first of all. And we said that being a steward simply means that you are what? You are a manager. You are what? Anybody? Steward. Caretaker, any other one? A servant. So, success is actually a privilege. If we use the word steward and manager, it means that you don't really have a right to it. Because the Bible says, what do you have that God has not given you? Are we together now? So it means that everything that you have is a function of what God has given. Are we good now? So we are first of all a what? A steward. The two other words are very important is this. He said, we are serving God's purpose. And we are also the welfare of what? Humanity. So let me say this. Any success that you have that does not have this content is empty. Yes. It's not good success.
Yes, sir.
If you have something that you can't give for the service of humanity or the welfare of humanity to make another person comfortable, it's not success. And anything that you own or have that is not serving the purpose of God is not good success. All right. That's why. I never knew we did not go that. So let's go. Let's go ahead. So you guys are good students. You can clap for yourself. You caught me there. All right. That means the people that came on Wednesday will not that. So let's look at the pillars of success. I need to just jump because of my time. Pillars of success. The first pillar of success is devotion. The second one is direction and discretion. So direction and discretion are product of wisdom. Direction and discretion are products of wisdom. So write this down. Devotion means walking with God. Proverbs chapter 13, verse 30. Proverbs 13, verse 13. Just take it down. Let's go ahead. He said, devotion gets you into destination. Psalm 132, verse 4 and 5. Devotion means walking with God. Proverbs 13, verse 20. Devotion will get you into destination. You can give me any of the scriptures that I give you. Psalm 132, verse 4 and 5. Success is a function of the productive use of the senses. It, however, answers to the fear of the Lord. Let me say it again. Success is a function of the productive use of the senses. But, however, answers to the fear of the Lord. All right, so Psalm 132 says here, I will not give sleep to my eyes or slumber to my eyelids. Verse 5. Very fast. Verse 5. Until I find out a place for the Lord, an habitation for the mighty God of Jacob. A place for the Lord here is not talking about building a temple. It's talking about my heart becoming an habitation where God dwells. There's somebody here with me. So devotion is you making your life available, committed totally, 100% to the Lord. So the first pillar is what? I can't hear you now. Devotion. The next pillar is direction. Direction is actually a product of wisdom. All right, so let's look at the scripture together. Ecclesiastes chapter 10, verse 10. Jeremiah 29 and verse 13. Okay? We are permitted to think. But our thoughts must be in line with God. So as Christians, we are not supposed, our brains are not supposed to go and sleep. Is somebody with me? You are permitted to think, but your thoughts must be in alignment with the thought of God. So it is in that process that it gives you what? Direction. Is somebody with me now? So devotion, you make God your habitation, and the fear of the Lord will consume you. That's the first one. Then what that will bat is that God will now do what? Order your paths. So as you are thinking, you are making plans, you are making projections, it will always fall, because the Bible says we have the mind of Christ. Is somebody with me now? So at that point, it is now God that will be ordering your steps. Okay? Verse 10 now, right? Is that all right? Ecclesiastes chapter what? 10 verse 10. Can I have it? Oh. Are we here? Okay. If the iron be blunt and it do not work the edge, when must it put more strength? But wisdom is what? Wisdom is profitable to direct. So you cannot get direction if God is not your habitation. Write that down. It's a good point to write down. Yeah. So you cannot get, God cannot direct somebody that is not in charge of. If you are not devoted to him, he has no business directing you. So, wisdom is what? Profitable to what? To direct. So, everyone that is devoted to God, God is committed to direct. Write that down. Everyone that is devoted to God, God is committed to direct. But before he will direct you, he must see your first word. Your first devotion. I cannot mentor you without your word, without your permission. I cannot pastor you. Let me say this to you. It's not everybody that attends Noah's Ark that I'm their pastor. Amen? I love the silence, but that's the truth. Because you attend this church, you have been attending from beginning to now, does not mean I'm your pastor. You know. I know. Let's leave that one. Hallelujah. But what? Is the truth. Is the truth. Are you still here? Let's come to the next one. discretion, knowing where to go and where to invest your energy and resources. Knowing where to go and where to invest your energy and resources. Discretion is knowing how to go about divine plan. So you get discretion at the altar of prayer. So when God sees your devotion, he gives you direction and what inspires you to know the choices to make. So that inspiration that helps you to know the choices to make is discretion. Because in life, sometimes there is good. And there's what? There's still good. And there's better. So, the alternative that life gives you sometimes is not good and bad. Is somebody hearing me this morning? You guys are doing the same. Are we together? So, God does not give you everything. It's not the earth, not God now. The earth does not give you black and white. Sometimes it comes gray. So, it takes discretion for you to know how to deal with the matter. Hey, my baby, two people slept. One killed a baby by sleeping. The other one's baby was alive. King, what do we do to the matter? Oh, yeah. Oh. How do we judge this matter? We were not there. Is somebody hearing me? When they killed, we don't know whose baby it is. And that tells us something. I think, can we take scriptures a little? Mothers in the house, are we saying that all babies look alike at birth? Answer me now. Treasure, I don't know you have turned to mother now. I'm looking. Mothers at the back. Auntie Favor. Does that mean that all babies look alike at birth? So why? Come on now. Can we teach scripture now? Why is it hard for Solomon to know? Or why can't the mother identify his own child? Solomon might not know. Yes, I accept that one. But the mother should be able to know. So, say you no go know your pikin me. But at least there should be something that would distinct the one child from the other. But see, those are the gray areas that life will. When life throws you a curveball, it is discretion that will help you to escape. And wisdom and discretion is also what? A product of wisdom. So wisdom has two children in this place. Direction and what? Discretion. I think we can call the midwife. And it's also possible, probably we're not told. Maybe they are from the same father. Maybe the same man or husband them. Probably the children are looking very much very alike. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? I'm thinking scriptures now. So, when you need to make this kind of choice, what do you need? See, there are some things that power will solve. There are some things that is only wisdom that can solve it. That is why a balanced church, we have three things. One, power. Two, wisdom. Three, character. But let's focus. We'll teach that one some other time. So on the altar of prayer, you find out that devotion is still what will produce both direction and discretion. Because you can only get, God can only inspire you in the place of what? Prayer. What choice should we make now? So Solomon came out there. How do we solve this riddle? All right, if that's the matter, bring the sword. Let's pieces, let's call the child into two. You take half. Now, the one said that, don't worry, let the child grow up. When the child grows up, the child will find his mother. So give that child. And the other one said, it's okay. Because normally, you will not want to kill your own child. Is somebody with me now? There are some choices you need to make in business. It's discretion that will bail you out. And let me tell you, most times, when you need discretion, it's always at the spur of the moment. There are some times that you don't have time to call your mommy or your daddy or your pastor. Pastor, what don't happen? This one, the answer must come now or head will roll. So if you are not a devoted person, you cannot experience what? Discretion. James chapter 1 verse 5. James chapter 1 verse 5. James chapter 1 verse 5. Okay, we are here together. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Let's read together, everybody. Want to go? God cannot give a man that is not devoted to him discretion. He will use it against God. So the reason why the foolish will die in their foolishness, is because they don't have devotion to God. The way to carry out the plan. So it's not enough for you to know the plan or have a plan. How do you execute? A lot of you have your goal for 2024, and this is April. You have not carried one out. Do you know why? The grace is not available. And how do you receive the grace? The place of prayer, the place of devotion. So for you to get devotion, direction, and discretion, you must know God by yourself. And that is what produces what? Good success. That's what produces good success. Let me say this to you. Jesus did not heal everybody the same way. Hello? Hello? To some, it's part on the soil. Mix it up and put it in their face. To another one, he said, let the eyes be open. You understand? It is discretion. Even in the operation of the spirit, it takes discretion for you to know what to apply. That is why sometimes, not every time we bring oil and anoint you. Oh, are we here? If I anoint you without God telling me to anoint you, I'm only pouring oil on your head. There's no grace on it. So that is the error where there are some people that don't say, Pastor, I said, okay, do what you need to do now. Pick up wine, get biscuit or bread, whatever it is that you can use to represent the bread. Let's break bread. And afterward, miracles start happening. Now, because that one have a testimony, does not mean that somebody will call me tomorrow and say, I know what God did there. Okay, bring bread. You will eat bread, your belly will be full, nothing will happen. Are we together now? Yes, he said, tell them, remember the testimony of that woman that I rushed down to the hospital. How many of you remember? The child was dying, right? And he said, on my way, he said, tell them to buy a bottle of what? Water. Is somebody hearing me at all? And we got there, said, go and buy the water by yourself so that you not say that it was pastor that brought one water. I don't know. The child is not well, but I don't know where pastor brought the water from. He said, go outside and buy. The guy went out to buy the water. When he came, I said, okay, don't stink. I opened the water, I just said a little prayer. I gave it to the pal. The child woke up, right? See, normal sense will say, that was not what you did the last time. What you did last time was that you broke bread or you laid hands. Somebody with me. So if you are not in the flow of devotion. That is, you are not, you have not made God an habitation. God has not made you an habitation. Rather, in your heart, you will not know when he's showing you the direction to bring about the deliverance of your life. So we are entangled and we are enslaved by life because we lack what? Devotion to God. How many of you want sweatless victory? Oh, you did not hear me. Let me try it again. How many of you want sweatless success? That is to say, no struggle, and the key is what I just gave you. Number one is what? Number two is, number three. That is the meaning of true success. I'm going to continue the second service because my time is up now. And we are going to be looking at the bearings that leads to success. An airplane does not just fly without the bearings. If the airplane misses the information of navigation, it will crash. So now that you have heard this, you need to know the bearings. What are the bearings? So that I can properly navigate the life God has given to me. Now, we'll now look at the success strategies. If we cannot complete it today, we'll continue on Wednesday. But I tell you, whatever it is that we have done so far here, that has now turned to a testimony, is a function of these principles. So what do you go home and do now? Go and amend your altar of prayer. Open up your heart and let God dwell. Because this is one thing I will tell you. Your presence here on earth is not a mistake. You are here on purpose. And for you to actually fulfill that mandate, God must be involved. Tell somebody, God. Oh, you are not here. Say, God must be involved. And the three pillars to make it happen is devotion, direction, and discretion. So when you now have that, what you now need is, now that I have this one, now how will I now navigate my flight? Those are the things you are going to see in second service, which will show you the workings. You know, there is a slang that you guys used to say now. So that you not be doing cho. There's nothing you guys will not focus. Can we bow our heads as we pray? Father, in Jesus' name, we bless your name for what you have done in the first service. We give you praise because of your love and your faithfulness. Lord, I pray, as we apply these principles, committed to you, waiting on you for direction, leading our hearts to make right choices, I pray good success shall be ours in the name of Jesus. I pray for everyone on the side of my voice this morning, that because they have found their way into this church, and because we are marking our anniversary today, I pray for you, receive grace for success in the name of Jesus. I was expecting a louder amen. Amen. It shall be well with you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.